It's that time of year where the people at whatif.com sort of get all the big things, all the big landmarks around the country and culminate them all together and come up with a ranking system and release the top 10 big things, the best big things of 2020. And a worthy winner, and can I just say straight off the bat, I wouldn't have had it any other way, the gold medal for the best big thing, according to whatif.com for 2020, is the big banana. Nice.
You can't go wrong with a big banana.
Can't go wrong with a big banana. You love a big banana. I love a big banana. Us Aussies, we're on a big nation with big broad shoulders. And we love our big hands on a big banana. And you can't miss it. That's what I like about it. You can't even rear off the highway and it's always there. No matter how many times you make the trip, north or south, the big banana at Coffs Harbour is in your periphery. Great big landmark.
Yeah, it's the only big thing that I've seen in Australia.
Really?
I haven't seen any of the others. I've only seen the big banana.
You popped your big cherry with the big banana, did you?
Yeah, I did, with the big banana.
Now, there's plenty more big things. Australia has over 130 big things, so this is a big competition. To be the biggest and the best, the banana, absolutely top spot. Second, I mean, we're keeping with the tropical fruit vibe, the big pineapple at Woombye in Queensland, silver medal.
Would love to see that. I love a pineapple too.
It's great, the big pineapple. And coming in third, congratulations to Ballina in New South Wales, the big prawn. The big prawn.
Big prawn.
Not to be confused with the medium lobster. This is a prawn in its own right and a deserved bronze medal.
Head on, head off.
Head on.
Head on.
Oh, yeah.
Full prawn.
Big black beady eyes, the tail, the whole lot. The attention to detail is why it's got the bronze medal. Now, here's where things start to get a little awkward, and this is no offence to the town of Goulburn, because I've said this once and I'll say it before. The big merino is overrated. I said it.
What is it? Just a big sheep?
Oh, yeah. Big old grey woolly merino sheep.
I don't mind that.
Look, in theory, it's great. You see it on paper, hey, the big merino, nice. But you see it up close, it's big all right, but it's grey. It's lost its luster over the years. There's no shine to the big merino.
It's very rock-like, isn't it?
It looks like it's a geometry structure. To be honest, it doesn't sit well with me, and I've got no problem with the rest of the top 10. The big koala at Dadswell Bridge in Victoria, of course. The big lobster is in there. The big melon. Now, that's a first-time entrant, I would assume. Chinchilla really put that on the map. Congratulations. Seventh place, the big melon. The big penguin in Tasmania. The big rocking horse in South Australia. And the big golden guitar, of course, in Tamworth. I mean, would it even be a top 10 if it didn't have the big golden guitar? I don't think so. But my beef lies with the sheep, the big merino. I've got big beef with the big merino. It's overrated. It shouldn't be in the top 10. And another big thing is missed out. Blood is on the big merino's hands.
You think the merino should be booted from the top 10?
Absolutely.
You're going to start a petition.
Boot it from the top 100. The big merino can simmer right down the bottom, and no disrespect to Goulburn, but there's something else needs to go in this top 10. And on 133353, what's the underrated big thing that needs to make the list?
Underrated big thing.
What's the big landmark that didn't make the top 10?
Underrated big thing.
Call up if a big thing was robbed.
Underrated big thing.
Which big thing deserved to make the list?
Underrated big thing.
Justice for the big mango.
Yeah, justice for the big mango. That's where I'm putting my money on 133353. The big mango at Bowen. Oh, you should see the colour. Oh, the richness. It's almost like you could lick it and get some vitamin C off the damn thing. Big mango puts Bowen on the map, but what should have made the top 10? Plenty of big things around this land. What's the underrated big one? Big one in your town, the big one you've seen? What about the big Abbo in Durambar? Where's that? Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Hey, the top 10 best big things have been announced by whatif.com. No problem with the big banana. That's taken out top gong. But number 4, the big merino. Seriously? Something's better than that, surely.
Underrated big thing.
What's the big landmark that didn't make the top 10?
Underrated big thing.
Call up if a big thing was robbed.
Underrated big thing.
Which big thing deserved to make the list?
Underrated big thing.
Justice for the big mango.
Yeah, well, I can't help but feel hashtag justice for the big mango might take off tonight and go viral, because nowhere to be seen in the top 10 in the best big things is the big mango. The big mango out there at Bowen, North Queensland, fantastic mango-based desserts and treats alongside a very rich golden orange mango. I can't help but feel that trumps the big merino every day of the week. Something that's been a bit weathered over the years. And don't get me wrong, it's nothing personal against the town of Goulburn, like some people are ringing up and getting very angry about. I've said a lot of shocking things in my radio days, this being right up there. And I'll stand by it that the big merino's overrated and something else needs to bump it out of the top 10. Grant, 133353. You've got a big thing that you think is underrated and missed the list.
Oh, I haven't said it for a while, but at Hexham, the big mosquito.
Oh, right on top of the Hexham Bowling Club.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, you can't miss that big mosquito. Oh, God.
That should not take over the marina, though. A mosquito.
I wish that we moved the big mosquito from the Hexham Bowling Club onto the big marino's back and give that big marino a big old mozzie bite.
Because you're too harsh on the merino.
Nah, the merino needs a paint job, a real touch up, maybe some pre-merino gloss because it's looking weathered. I love it. I like the big mosquito. I'm a big fan of it, Grant. How long's it been since you've seen the big mosquito? A couple of years, you said.
Yeah, it would have been a few years now. When we used to go up there for holidays.
Of course. Well, that's the thing. Nostalgia plays into it, and it's a few years too long, in my opinion, that you haven't been reunited with the big mosquito, but Grant will find the time. Fabian on 133353. The big merino is wobbly at best. It's shaky on all fours. What's the big thing?
Yeah, look, I think the big merino should go. I think it should be replaced with the big trout.
Yeah, the old Troutosaurus. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the big cod, but the big trout in New South Wales?
Yes, that's the one.
And near a children's playground from memory, and you know more than me about the big trout, obviously, but did it have a recent touch-up, a pinkish hue running down the underbelly?
I think it did, from what I've seen. I haven't been there for a little while. But, yeah, it looks like it has had a bit of a touch-up.
Yeah, because the big trout, it used to just be a grey and white trout, to be honest. Yeah. A little underwhelming, much like the big merino sticking to its base layer colours. But I think the pink stripe down the underbelly of the big trout has really made the big trout come on leaps and bounds. You know what? I think it should make the list. Big trout. Kathy in Lake Kathy. Wow. Hello.
Lake Cateye, actually. That's fine.
Sorry, she's coming in hot. You got some beef with the merino?
I have. Look, I actually live where we have the biggest bowl, and the bowl, I have to say, is awesome, the lawn bowl, but Australia was built on the back of the sheep. How can you say the merino doesn't belong there?
A lot of big things come in to fruition here on a big night, on a big show. So you have the big bowl, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's a lawn bowl. Correct.
It is a lawn bowl. Love Lake Cateye, but nowhere near the sheep.
I was going to say, I've had a big bowl before, but the big lawn bowl is something completely different.
Big lawn bowl's completely different, but now, the sheep is awesome. The merino, can't beat the merino.
Now, you're going to get a little angry here, but I want to get the big lawn bowl and bowl it right over the big merino's feet.
Way too passionate with the hate from the poor merino.
Way too big for the merino. Oh, 133353, a lot of big calls coming through. We're a nation of big items. Keep them coming. You changed my mind about the big merino, or what's the underrated big thing that needs to make the top 10?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The lads are having a bit of fun last night on The Bachelorette. Not saying that I'd usually be watching, but we are on Bachelorette Cry Watch. Couldn't help but see all the boys just living their best. Just lads sinking back beers, having a good time at a cocktail party, making their best animal noises. And the reason it came up was Samuel, who unfortunately got eliminated last night, didn't receive a rose, but he was the king of the animal noises.
Can confirm the first episode of The Bachelorette is done.
Samuel got eliminated, he did not receive a rose.
Then he had his final stanza, his final piece to camera before he goes off into the limo. Just listen to what went on.
Well, I had a blast. It's a bit of a parting dolphin kiss to the beautiful ladies.
Long may Samuel live. Long may Samuel live. The human dolphin in full force. I know people who aren't across this might be thinking, oh, that's just a dolphin sound effect, or that's like some sort of sound. This is a man doing something that gravity can't explain. The way that his tongue, his lips, and his teeth are all moving in sync with each other. It's the perfect human dolphin. And he's not just a one-trick dolphin either, because this guy can also do the human goose. Have you ever heard about a human goose?
That is 100% a goose. That does he even make his mouth or voice sound like that?
Don't know what he's doing with his mouth. Can confirm the neck is tilted in an upright goosewood direction. This is a man who knows his human dolphins and his human gooses.
So he's really channeling his inner goose, like getting into it as well with characteristics, moving the head.
You can't just rock up and be a human goose without getting into the mindset of a goose. And that's exactly what Samuel did last night in his final bit of national television appearance. Well said, Samuel. Well said. And it got me thinking on 133353. I mean, all the lads, they were having a bit of fun last night. I want to slice the animal pie.
Do ya?
Oh, yeah. I want to make some animal sounds. I want to see what else is out there. I want everyone to be making the animal sounds. I thought, hang on a second. Could we create some sort of live radio human zoo?
Call me please if you can bark or howl or snort or moan or roar, meow or moo. It's my human zoo.
Danny Lakey's Human Zoo. All the boys, all the girls getting together, sharing a metaphorical frothy and just making animal sounds. The best you've got. Because there are people out there. Of course, the human dolphin and the human goose are more than invited to ring up. Samuel, if you're listening, bounce back, get on the show, come to my Human Zoo. Earlier on in the year, we had the human donkey. And when he rang up.
How could you forget?
Yeah, he started speaking like a donkey there at the end as well. That was good human donkey. We had Mark the magpie on, the human magpie. That was good. People think that's a real magpie still. No. You can't convince people. That was a man on the phone.
It's just old Mark.
Doing human magpie. TikTok famous human magpie Mark. Unbelievable. I mean, is there a human cow out there on 133353 to join the human zoo? A human lion? Human snake? Perhaps. Got ourselves a human snake.
How
in the
do
mix.
A snake?
Slithery little snake. A human horse?
There's got to be a human horse.
Human horse would be great. I'm just trying to think what I could bring to the table here. I'd have to probably say my greatest strength is the human pig. Sniffing around for truffles, just seeing what's out there. That's the human pig.
That's good.
Yeah, nice. Well, the human pigs.
Would you allow a pterodactyl in your farm?
I would prefer if they were real animals that were still alive and kicking this day and age.
I'll politely step to the side then and won't join the human zoo.
I mean, I know you've got animal noise in you. I just don't want it to turn into a museum. That's all. I mean, we've got to stick to a brand. We've got to find our niche.
Look, I'm happy to step down on this one, Lakey. We'll find the zoo. We won't include the pterodactyl.
No ancient animals. No human woolly mammoths or anything along those lines. But 133353, be part of the fun. The human zoo is open for business. Your best shot next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Could radio create a human zoo?
Call me please if you can bark or howl or snort or moan or my human zoo.
Danny Lakey's Human Zoo, available and taking entry positions now. It comes off the back of an inspiring human dolphin on The Bachelorette last night. And he's not just a one-trick pony slash dolphin, he's also a one-trick goose. One of the great human gooses.
Can't even believe that's coming from a human.
No, audio just doesn't do it justice. I can vouch, I swear on my mother's life, that I have seen the footage. You think it's a man just blowing a vuvuzela at the World Cup back in 2006. Incorrect. This is a man performing human goose-like tendencies. We are looking for people who can make human sounds. Human magpies are abundant. Human donkeys. Have been known to frequent Triple M from time to time. I've just experienced the human pig, my inner truffle sniffer.
Very good. I imagine that's what you like when you have your KFC feasts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come night time, like a pig in a trough. It hurts my throat at the back. It's very unsustainable. Steve on 133353, welcome to the human zoo.
How are you, mate?
What animal can you be bringing potentially to the menagerie?
A side of bacon.
Okay, well, have it be known, there's only room for one human pig in the zoo.
Can't have two.
All right. Well, ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Wow. Wow.
I think you're out of the zoo, Lakey.
Did I say there's only room for one pig in the zoo? I think what I meant to say was there's one farmyard pig position and one more feral hog position. And there's no doubt right, Steve yeah. has the feral hog down
that
pat.
That was just when he got the steak knife shoved into his rear quarter.
Yeah, this is a wild boar situation. I'm more of a domesticated piglet. But well done, Steve.
A couple of girls from around where I live, mate, don't you worry.
Easy there. We will put you in the human zoo. Hold there. Because I'd love to get the Bachelorette guy moment at the end where everyone is just doing their animal noise in unison. Mark on 133353. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What will you be bringing to the humans?
A bit of a parrot.
A bit of a parrot. Okay.
Yeah. We used to play cricket in the street when I was a boy.
Oh, yeah.
A bit older than you. And caca, caca.
Yep, nice. I like...
You can't just lead every man and his dog into the zoo, Lakey. I'm unsure about that.
This is true, but I do like Mark's honesty because he said he only had a bit of a parrot. He didn't say he ever had full parrot. He never claimed that. He just said he had partial parrot, and technically that is correct. Hold there, Mark, because we're one in an all in Jamboree at the Human Zoo. Jenny in Glenorchy. Hello.
Hello, Denny.
Hi there. What animal are you going to be bringing to the human zoo?
Listen, I was going to do the pig, but I don't think I should now.
No, well, not. I mean, it's getting very, very pig heavy here.
Yeah. Can I? I've got another one. Can I do that instead?
I would warm your vocals up with the human pig and then finish off with your human second alternative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. Here goes. It's not very good, is it?
But good news for you. The pig positions have already been taken. What's the alternative?
Finch.
A finch.
We used to have finches.
Oh, finch, yep. Okay. It's part finch, and it can go with part parrot.
Borderline, Jenny. I like to be on your side, but I'm unsure about that.
Look, we don't claim that the human zoo has the finest human birds in all of the land, but potentially it is part finch. Hold there, Jenny. Brian on 133353. Welcome to the human zoo. What are you bringing?
I'm bringing a horse.
Great. Always need a human horse at every good human zoo. Go for it. Yeah, well, I like that bit at the end. That
very, very realistic.
That has a chance at winning the derby. That is
I'll
a
give
very
you just
good.
About any animal around. You want.
Yeah. Oh, you're a multi trick pony.
Yep.
Okay, an ox.
An ox.
Yeah.
Oh.
Multi-talented. Wow. Multi-talented. Rhinoceros.
I've never heard one of those, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he's honest. I'd like to put you in the human zoo when it's an all-in jamboree in a second. Please just go with whatever feels natural. Human horse, human ox, human rhinoceros, whatever. Mark, wrap this up at 133353 before the all-in human zoo jamboree. What are you bringing to the table?
Been known to be a bit of a pussy.
Good. So what, the human puss. Great. Go for it.
Wow. How about that?
It's a Junkyard Tom.
Oi.
It's one of the great human tabbies. Every human zoo does need a human tabby. Okay, and much like the Batchy Animal Boys having a bit of fun, I now call upon Brian, Mark, Steve, and second Mark and Jenny to all be combining for one all-in Bachelorette Human Zoo Jamboree. Animals, take your positions. Make your noises in 3, 2, 1. Well, that's exactly how I imagine things going.
Perfection.
Unbelievable. The human zoo. Danny Lakey Show.
What's happening?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right now, 133353. This is a little segment.
We might not get a caller for this.
Hello, hello. Anybody there?
High risk, high reward radio. A question where I'm not really expecting anyone to call. I'm not expecting anyone to have the answer. Let's face it, it's 8:59 p.m. on a Thursday night. It's not exactly Radio Broadway. It's not exactly a big drive home, is it?
Not prime time.
But these questions still need to be asked. And I wouldn't be able to go home tonight and think, oh, should have asked that. should have asked that. And what, you were too scared because you thought no one would call? Not how I roll.
No, and you've already asked me and I said no one's going to call. Mm-hmm. But I admire that you're pushing through, you're not listening to me, you're putting it to the people.
I run my own race.
We might not get a caller for this.
Hello, hello. Anybody there?
This is where I put 2 minutes on the clock, and if anyone has any information, 133353. My question is, you know how every now and then you'll drive past some power lines and you'll see two shoes tied together with the shoelaces and someone's lobbed them over the power lines?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? Who is doing that? Now, the old wives' tale would have you believe that marijuana is in the area.
Jackpot. That's what I've heard.
It seems a very poor strategy to alert the feds that marijuana is raging loud and clear in the street.
You wouldn't put it outside the actual house, though, like an area, you know?
Well, in that case, if that is the universal code for marijuana is selling in the area, what is the code then? Someone just goes and stands underneath the shoes and hopes for some marijuana to be delivered? There's just someone watching
the whole
time?
Maybe you just kind of lurk around looking a bit dodgy. Maybe in a trench coat. Hey, guys, who's coming out?
Sounds plausible enough, but I've got to go back on my own experiences, and I've never once seen anyone loitering around the power lines where a couple of shoes have been lobbed over. Here's an alternative theorem, if you will. I think it's just teenage hijinks. I think people might have just heard once upon a time an old wives' tale, and I think they might be throwing up decoy shoes. That's my hypothesis. 133353 with 30 seconds left on the clock. Like I said,
we might not get a caller for this.
Hello, hello. Anybody there?
But if anyone has any information about the suspicious shoes on the power lines, 133353. Now, we have got a caller. Ken, hello.
Yes, Danny. I'm not into drugs myself, but I've got a few friends that are quite heavily into them, and it's the drug man's got the drugs at his house, and you've got to go to the house and pick them up.
Well, of course, like all great drug deals. Now,
that's it.
Are the shoes playing any role in this at all?
Yeah, no, that's the... When they throw them over the lines, that's to say that the drugs are in.
So what about but what about when the drugs are out? Then someone has to get the shoes down?
Well, you know when they're out because you can't buy it.
Yeah, true.
It's pretty, yeah.
It doesn't sound like the most efficient system, to be honest. I mean, the last thing you'd want is wasting a good pair of Nike shoes, throwing them up on the power lines. Someone sees it, goes to the house, wants to purchase a 50. All of a sudden, the man is out of drugs and he's also lost the shoes. I understand where you're coming from, Ken, but there's still a few holes. Bob on 133353, you claim to have thrown the shoes.
Yeah, I opened my own house, and just to let people know that it's there.
Great. So, yeah, the reasoning behind it, any drugs for sale or just a bit of fun?
Just what we... Selling weed.
Just selling weed, okay.
Yeah.
And are you not equally concerned that the police will figure out you are selling weed because the shoes are on the power line as much as mischievous youth will know you're selling weed because the shoes are on the power line?
Nah, just if they want some, I'll sell it to them as well.
Who, the police?
Yeah.
I don't think that's it works that way.
Nah, there are a few cops who like to smoke weed.
Yeah, they probably smoke.
Yeah, well, some of them.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you want some?
No, he will not have any.
What is it? Thursday, 9:04.
No, Lakey, we're not having this.
Nah. It actually, it just robs me of my ambition, you see.
Yeah, let's.
Slows me down a bit.
Take this off the air.
Yeah, but.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Bob's just trying to run a business.
Okay, conclusion. The only people who throw the shoes up on the power lines to advertise drugs are the same ones who will ring up a radio station and offer you drugs.
Jackpot.